Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
East Mississippi, West Alabama's news talk and sports radio station 1010 MOX. Good morning. Welcome to the morning show. It is a Valentine's Day edition of the morning show with Paul and Pam Tarver. My name is Bill Smith along with
Dumpster Dog, and it is a morning show. It's a Thursday edition of the morning show. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. We invite you to be with us all that time and call us and be on the show and participate. And don't forget those birthdays and anniversaries. Call those in. Don't leave anybody's name out. And we'll draw a winner at the end of the show. 693-1891, 693-1010. Toll free 1-877-966-9825. You can send us an email, morningshow@wmox.net. You can fax us 483-1010. And speaking of birthdays, Willie Pearl Black is 85. Excuse me, is 85 today. She works out at the Meridian Activity Center.
Willie Pearl.
Willie Pearl Black.
Willie Pearl Black.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, we're on the morning show, and again 693-1891, 693-1010. And quickly, Dumpster, Joe Norwood is running.
He is running
for mayor. And Sherry Berry announced yesterday. So it looks like there are right now two Republicans and three Democrats. Is that what we have?
So far, have
announced.
No independents as of yet.
And so we'll keep our eye on that. All right, morning show. And ladies and gentlemen, Paul Tarver.
Yep, it's the guru. And
Mrs.
my
guru.
Favorite guruette.
Guruette. Hello, Miss Pam.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing fine. Kind of right. Early for me.
Well, I have to ask you, what time do you normally get up in the morning?
8 o'clock.
Later than this.
Really?
So you had to get up really early this morning.
But it is almost daylight out there. I'll say
you know,
that.
I noticed that this is the first time this year, well, first time in several months when I've been able to get here and there was actually a crack of dawn.
That's right.
I usually get here before the crack of dawn, so it was actually kind
of
nice.
When does dawn crack?
When the sun comes up.
When the sun comes up, dude.
That's when it cracks.
Come on. It's early for you too, ain't it?
Well, yeah, it always is.
Valentine's Day special. with the guru this morning, and we're glad to have Pam with
us
too.
You know, whoa.
What?
Yeah, we're doing a Valentine's Day show, but something's not right.
Abraham Lincoln's birthday?
No.
By the way, he's 200, Dumpster.
Yeah, thank you.
He's getting on up there.
Well, I appreciate y'all acknowledging that we got President's Day coming up right around the corner, don't we?
Yeah, Monday.
Monday.
So you lumped Washington and Lincoln together and gave all the federal employees a long weekend.
Now, when is George Washington's birthday?
It's 22nd.
Good, Dumpster.
Well, that's my calendar's right there.
Oh, okay.
Within eyeshot.
Well, happy birthday, Honest Abe.
That's right.
But we're supposed to be talking about Valentine's Day, and I'm sorry. I don't mean this in no disrespect, Bill, but, you know, the studio's kind of cold. I mean, it's not, like, chilly cold. I mean, it's not Valentine's in here.
You mean we're not decorating?
I thought y'all were going to decorate or something.
What do you mean?
We ever decorated?
What do you need, hearts and or pastels or what?
I tell you what. Y'all talk amongst yourself a minute. I'm gonna fix this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hold on just a second.
All right. We're on the morning show, Bill and Dumpster, and
I wonder what
he's
up to anyway.
And the guru's in here. He's doing something. We've got Pam Tarver in. It's Valentine's
Day
special.
Hard to tell.
And you have no idea what he's doing.
No, where'd he go?
The question is, does he?
That's hard to tell sometimes, too.
Well, we look forward to having
Paul
back.
Sometime.
Eventually.
Right.
For his Valentine's Day special.
Exactly.
So, I tell you what, let's go to the phone quickly.
Good morning. Brett Farr retired.
You're on the morning show. Welcome. I know, again.
Will he stay retired?
You're on the morning show.
Hello. Morning.
Y'all taking birthdays?
We are.
We're taking them and announcing them.
Old buddy Abe Lincoln would be 200 today.
200.
That is absolutely correct. And Brother George would be how many the 22nd?
Well, he'd be more than Abe, that's for sure.
More than that.
But Abe was a member of the Grand Old Party, as you well know. Some people tend to forget that.
Sure was. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I've got a good old friend who's not quite as old as Abe, but he's having a birthday today, and I'd like to wish him a happy birthday.
What's his name?
His name is Richard Savage.
Richard Savage.
He is 62 years old today.
62 years young.
Happy birthday to Richard Savage.
And I got one question for them Tarvers.
Okay.
Are they going to play the theme to the Sons of Katie Elder today?
The themes to the Sons of Katie Elder.
Did
he hear that question?
Are we live?
Yeah.
Okay. I know this is radio, okay, but
who?
Jimmy Slay's on the phone asking
you
a question.
Well, hold on. I don't have my headphones on.
What is he doing?
He brought some flowers in here.
This is impromptu radio. Hold on a minute.
This is impromptu
what?
Life.
I'm glad it's radio because Paul ain't got no face for television.
Look out now.
I can't say nothing. He heard that from me.
Pam,
that's a different story.
That's right.
Thanks, Jimmy.
So the question is, are you going to play the theme from the Sons of Katie Elder today?
Well, you take away all of my thunder, but I'm not going to tell you when.
Yeah, well, okay, bye.
Bye.
I guess that means yes.
I guess that's yes.
Okay.
All right.
What's the deal with the flowers?
Well, it's Valentine's. We got to have some flowers.
Okay.
So I brought flowers.
That's a tulip, by the way.
Yeah, it's a nice red tulip. I dress up this side of the shop. Hold on a second. Not done yet.
Okay, what else you got in your bag over there?
He's got a bag.
If Pam opens this up, I got a candle. It's a heart-shaped candle.
Heart-shaped candle.
It's radio, y'all. Y'all just stick with me here.
And it's red.
So we have a tulip?
Two tulips, Bill, and they're deep red. They're beautiful.
Okay, so.
And here's some sweethearts.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Man, be
minute.
Mine.
Not done yet.
Call me. Miss you. Kiss me.
Uh-huh.
What else?
We got to have some chocolates.
Oh, a box of chocolates.
We got a box of chocolates.
These, this is what we used to give out back in elementary school.
Oh, wait a minute. We got to have a Valentine's Day card.
Okay. Did you make it?
Huh?
Did you make that card?
No. Somebody did.
Okay.
Called Hallmark.
What's he saying?
Mr. Hallmark.
Okay, so we got the candle.
If you put your headset on, you can hear, Paul. I don't know if you knew that or not.
These boxes are big.
Do what?
These boxes are big.
You know, I got to think about those. I saw those in the store. You remember when you was a kid and you get them paper Valentines that you had to give away to all the other kids and everything?
Yeah.
And you make the holder, at least we did, out of construction paper. You know, you cut out a heart. And then all the kids had it hanging on the chalkboard.
Right.
And everybody bring up their stuff and put their Valentines in each.
We had little mailboxes we put them in. For
mailboxes?
Each. Yeah, we made little mailboxes.
Oh, we made hearts.
Okay.
And you staple the edges at the bottom so you could hold them all, and then you go back to your chair, you know, and open them all up.
Yeah.
And, you know, the really cool kids gave away candy and little boxes of sweetheart candies. And I saw those. I said, I couldn't resist. We got to talk about those days just a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bill, there's one other thing that's missing.
Okay. Besides the tulips and the sweetheart candy.
Yeah.
And the candy. Okay. What?
Play cut two, and I think I'll feel a lot better.
Oh, really?
I know I didn't give you any heads up on this, but.
No problem.
You know, this is.
Cut two.
Exciting and new, come aboard. We're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow, it floats back to you. Soon we'll be making another run. The love boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's love. Welcome aboard. It's love.
Yeah, man, that took me back to your Saturday nights.
Okay, now I'm feeling better. I'm actually feeling my alter ego kick in here.
I'm waiting for Fantasy Island.
It's time for the love guru.
That's what it came with. It was a love boat and Fantasy Island.
Yeah. You know, I tried to find, this was probably a little before your time, Bill. I tried to find a theme to Love American Style. You remember that show?
Oh, I do.
15-minute segments, and they'd play two at a time.
Yeah, I do. I remember that.
That was a cool show.
Sing it for me, Paul.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
It's too early in the morning. Thank you, Bill, for putting me on the spot there. No, I just, you know, the thing is I wanted to make it special. I know it's radio and people can't see what we were doing, but, you know, it is Valentine's and you ought to have a little something special going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some pretty red tulips and some red heart candle and all kind of good stuff up in here to sort of remind us of the day.
Uh-huh.
and get us in the spirit, in the mood, and maybe we'll fire this candle up in a little bit. I don't know if it's scented or not, but...
Mm-hmm. I have to be honest with you. I've always been sort of grinchy when it comes to Valentine's Day.
Grinchy?
Yeah, I've never. It has never been one of my favorite holidays.
Oh, mine either.
And why not?
Dumpster? Is that really?
Is that because I shouldn't say that? Yeah.
Why shouldn't you say it?
Well, my wife might be listening.
Did you feel like? Let me ask you this question. Do you feel like it's too commercialized?
I think that maybe it is.
And the pressure.
Would you feel better if I gave you some reason that was beyond, you know, buying Valentine's Day cards and stuff?
Yeah.
Would you?
I want you to convince me today that Valentine's Day is a great day.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to convince you or not, but you know, it's actually it's kind of named for back in the early days of Christianity and stuff. There were a lot of saints that were named Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of a, like a lot of holidays, it's a mix of how do you want to say, I don't want to say pagan, but it's a mix of Christian and other beliefs all sort of rolled up together into a single holiday.
Right.
But there's not a lot known about it, but what little there is that apparently there was a guy who became a saint.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't known very well, but let's see. He died on February 14th, 269 A.D.
Wow.
Which was later became the date that was used to, you know, defy love, talk about define love and talk about love. Supposedly, there are two different stories. One is that he was jailed because Emperor Claudius had set up a situation where he had forbade young men to get married because he wanted all them to go into army. It was kind of a conscription thing.
Uh-huh.
And Valentine would continue to perform the ceremonies. And that kind of combines with the second story that when Claudius found out, he put him in jail, and Valentine fell in love with the jailer's daughter.
Yeah.
And sent her a note that said, "From your Valentine," which is where all that stuff comes together. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know if any of that is all speculation or if there's any truth to any of that or what have you.
Sounds good.
But then, you know, Pope, I can't remember which pope it was, Gelasius or something like that, in 496, set aside February 14th to honor St. Valentine. Now, in the U.S., they were doing some kind of Valentine stuff over in Europe and stuff, but in the U.S., it really didn't take off until about 1840 in that area. A lady by the name of Miss Esther Howland had gotten a Valentine from somebody that was handmade from England.
Right.
And she decided to start a business making those here in the U.S. and started selling those cards. And
what year was that?
In the 1840s, around 1840. The 1840s.
All right, where did Cupid, how did that come about?
That wasn't in my research.
It wasn't.
Well, I was going to ask the same question. Cupid
and Valentine's kind of go together, doesn't it?
I would guess, if I had to guess, it probably had something to do with some of the stuff, you know, some of those early cards in the early days. There were some photos of some of the antique cards from early 1800s and stuff that included that kind of stuff. But cherubs have always been sort of designated as the, I don't know, the harbingers of love.
Yeah.
And I just think that maybe somebody took it, the Greek idea of the cherub.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Exploited that for, you know, putting it on cards and stuff and sort of spread the idea that Cupid was this little cherub running around with a bow and arrow shooting arrows.
Well, he shoots an arrow into someone's heart, right? And then they fall in love?
Something like that.
Okay.
That's what I understand. So, I mean, you know, maybe it was acknowledgement of the idea of love at first sight or something like that. You know, that moment when you're not in love and then the next moment you are.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Hmm.
Yeah. I personally have some experience with that, but I will explain that in later hours.
Okay.
You'll
have to wait, folks.
Yeah, you'll have to wait. We got a little teaser.
First things first.
I want to tell you about a couple of things that have happened over the years in celebration of St. Valentine's, too. In Wales, they make wooden spoons, or what they call love spoons. They're carved and given as gifts.
Mm-hmm. Love spoons.
They also put, a lot of times on the spoons, they'll put keys and locks and things like that, and we'll write on there, you know, "You unlock my heart," or "You have the keys to my heart."
Isn't that a term, spoon? Isn't that a love-related term?
Spoon?
Spooning? Is that a...
I don't know.
Am I just imagining that?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
It's the 6 o'clock hour. Don't worry about it.
Here it goes again.
Spooning. Hadn't you ever heard spooning?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Gum.
Man, I'm telling you.
I love these shows.
Here's one for the archives.
Yeah, you got the recorder going, right?
Yes, I
do. Because I can't wait for this one.
At least I did.
Nip that one if you would.
Okay, in the Middle Ages, moving right along, in the Middle Ages, young men and women would draw names from a bowl. Now, this one y'all like. They would draw names from a bowl, and then would pin that name to the sleeve of their outfit, okay? And for a week, they would wear those names on their sleeve, and it was sort of a
same shirt
ritual they would do. Well, they didn't have a lot of clothes back in.
Okay.
If you've ever seen Spartacus, they don't wear a lot.
Awesome. Right.
All right.
But anyway, that's where the term to wear your heart on your sleeve comes from. Just so you're...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they would write their name on... That was supposed to be their date for that period of time.
And wearing your heart on your sleeve now means what?
Well, it's an expression. It's where people know
opening
how
up.
You feel it.
You open up.
You're showing your love or you're showing your feelings out there.
Okay.
Some people used to believe that if a woman saw a robin flying overhead on Valentine's Day, it meant she would marry a sailor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If she saw a sparrow, she would marry a poor man and be happy, be very happy.
Sparrow, okay.
Which is probably what Pam saw when she married me. if she saw a goldfinch bird, she would marry a millionaire.
A goldfinch, okay.
All right.
There are many more sparrows than goldfinches, right?
The odds are you're going to see a sparrow.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a lot more sparrows than there are the other. Okay, one of the things that people used to do is they would think of five or six names of a boy or girl that they would marry. So boys would sit around and think of names, and girls would think of names, and they would take an apple and twist the stem while they were reciting the names. Mm-hmm. And when the stem broke, whatever name they were saying at the time the stem broke was the name of who they were going
to
marry.
They'd have to find somebody that, with that name.
I don't know. It was a precursor.
That's just the way it was going to be. Huh?
Yeah, they were going, if they were, you know, on Jebediah, they would end up marrying somebody named Jebediah. Is what people used to believe. Another thing people used to do is they'd take dandelions that were at seed state. You know, you take them and they would blow on the dandelions so the seeds would blow off, and however many seeds remained stuck to the head of the flower was how many children they were going to have.
No kidding.
Yeah. You could also do the same thing with cutting an apple in half, and you count the seeds that are in the apple, and that was supposed to be how many kids you were going to have.
What about the old...
I suspect that was in the old days when they used to have eight or nine as a regular...
Yeah.
What about picking the petals off of a flower?
She loves me, she loves me not.
You know, that's an interesting thing, and I'm sure that Dumpster can look that up.
Is it true? Does it work?
What are you talking about? She loves me, she loves me not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never done
Probably as true as some of that other stuff.
Well, I mean, if somebody... Well, there you go, being cynical again.
No, I mean, just...
There you go again.
It probably works.
Well, I want to get back and explore this concept of you two. Did that help you, Bill? I mean, I don't want you to be grinchy this...
No. I mean, yes, that did help. but I love it. I love that you're on here, and it's Valentine's Day special.
Wait a minute, that wasn't the question.
What was the question?
The question is, why did you not enjoy Valentine's, help any?
I really don't know, to be honest with you, because I'm not against, well, I guess I am a little bit commercializing holidays, but that, I don't think that's it. I just never really got excited about it. I can't really explain. Don't know why.
Were you the kid?
I never thought it as a big holiday, except that I look forward to it because I knew I was getting chocolate.
Were you the kid that didn't get a lot of Valentines in school?
No.
Were you left out 1 year?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Did the cute little redhead that sat down on the front row not give you a Valentine 1 year? Is that what it's
all
about?
No, I don't think it. I mean, I don't remember anything like that.
Were you like Charlie Brown as a child and really nobody liked you?
What happened with Charlie Brown in the Valentine's?
He finally got one time.
Okay. Did it have something to do with a little redhead girl?
I don't think it worked out that way. I think Snoopy's the one who gave it to him.
No, I don't know. I just never been, have been, I've never been excited about Valentine's Day, except for today.
Except for today. Boy, that's setting the bar high for me.
No, I mean, Dumpster?
Well, I agree with what you say, and I can't put it into words why I've never been crazy about that. I'm not anti-Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't dread it or anything like that.
Right.
But I just never have gotten into it, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, but what does your wife think about that?
She's of the opposite opinion.
Really? That's the reason that they have Valentine's Day, because 364 days is one thing. There's one day that she can count on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's so true. What do you think more women care, or women care more about Valentine's Day than men?
Well, of course they do, because women are more into feelings than men are. So.
Well, that's true.
That's the reason they have it.
Okay, so what does Valentine's Day mean anyway?
What do you mean, what does it mean to me?
Yeah.
Well, Valentine's Day is the day where you go out, you wear your heart on your sleeve, you're actively... make a visible public acknowledgement of your love for your spouse or your loved one.
Okay, and if you're
your girlfriend.
If you're
or
single,
both,
what?
If that's the situation.
Well,
I don't know
about that.
If you're single, and is it the day maybe you should make that move?
Yeah, make that. That's the day to make the attempt. one thing about it is that's, you know, I had never thought about it this way, but it just occurred to me that maybe that's the thing. If all the married folks or the people who aren't single are making visible expressions of love to each other, then those that are single aren't making those expressions, and it's obvious to tell which are which, and you target the ones that is available.
Well, shouldn't you be, I mean, back to the, that's the day you do something nice for your spouse and express your love and all that stuff. Shouldn't you do that every day, Pam?
Well, yeah, you should do it every day, but they don't.
I know they don't, but, you know, romantic like
they
me.
Don't.
See, I do it all year long.
Right.
So,
yeah, I want Bill Shay to call in. I want Shay to call in.
Bill is a role model for all husbands out there.
I want her to call in and tell us how well he accomplishes that goal.
Hey, man, just another day for me.
Because you do it every day.
Mr. Right. Romantic, that's
yeah,
right.
You told me at Christmas time it ought to be Christmas every day, too. How do you?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I live in the moment.
Well, I'm not sure that, you know, in general, probably you guys are not that far off the mark. Most women appreciate Valentine's Day more than the men do. I will tell you, though, there is a statistic out there that says that men spend twice as much on Valentine's Day than women do.
Really?
Well, it's obvious they got to. I mean, they got to get the,
now,
they
here we
get
go,
the chocolates.
Now, why do they have to?
They got to get the chocolates.
Sounds like pressure.
I mean, women as a general
sounds
rule.
Sounds like intimidation.
No, it's not. But women as a general rule aren't, I mean, they can, but they're not absolutely required or expected to give gifts on Valentine's Day, although some do. You know, so, I mean, all it would take is one nice teddy bear or a big box of chocolates and the guy's in the head as far as the expenses go.
So it's the thought that counts.
But it's not about the money, you know. I will tell you what's interesting, though. I went to, I was putting this all together, and I got to tell you how hard it is to put something like this surprise with the flowers and the chocolate and all this stuff together without my wife knowing. That's a difficult job.
Chocolate where?
We don't have any chocolate.
There's no chocolate, Bill.
Chocolate.
Oh, there's
okay.
No chocolate. That was a slip of the tongue.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm in, I went by the store to pick up the cards, and I found lots of cards for a wife to give to the husband. There were not so many cards for the husband to give to the wife, but there was a whole row of chocolate heart boxes, you know, boxes of chocolates in heart shaped and and whole rows of like fuzzy furry animals and stuff, you stuffed animals you could buy. I mean, it was lots of that kind of stuff. So maybe it has to do with the Tennessee. Maybe women are more likely to give their husband a card, and the husband's more likely to go big and buy something, you know, because men aren't real good at expressing their emotions anyway, so they buy stuff to do that for them.
Right.
And they buy the chocolate so it gives you the endorphins. That's where the chocolate comes in.
Oh, really? So I guess that's the number one gift from men to women is chocolate and, I guess, flowers. And,
yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
And maybe after
card.
That, what's jewelry,
teddy
stuffed
bears,
animals?
Stuffed animals, then maybe jewelry.
About
thing.
Going out to eat. Is that popular?
That's yeah.
Hey, it's the biggest day in restaurants across the board. That and Mother's Day?
Is it?
I know that for a fact, yeah. Valentine's night and Mother's Day, biggest days of the year.
We're planning and we got to go to Birmingham next weekend, and we were going to go this weekend, but because of not being able to go out to dinner and taking some people out to dinner, we're not even going out of town this weekend. We're waiting till next week because that's how full the restaurants will be this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
Well, you know, we got an interesting situation in Meridian here with Little Mardi Gras on the same day as Valentine's. Makes me wonder if a lot of people are going to take their dates out on Friday night. You know, I'd be interested to know what people think about that and what they're planning to do. But do you want to take that call?
Yeah, we'll do it. All right, good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul and Pam Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Tarver. How in the world are y'all this morning?
We're good, Brad. What's going on? Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you.
Early.
I'll be here tomorrow. But got a little bit of weather information for you.
Okay,
bring
it's
it on.
A little colder today.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly. Today it's going to be mostly sunny today with a high near 72. Tonight we're going to have mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And then on Friday, we'll have a 80% chance of rain on Friday, highs of 63. And then Friday night we'll have mostly cloudy skies, 90% chance of rain, lows in the mid-40s, and then on Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high near 68. So Valentine's Day on Saturday should be looking pretty, pretty swell indeed.
It looks good. It's a weekend, and it's going to be good for a Mardi Gras weekend. I'm glad they're going to have some good weather. It's going to be a big weekend. Brad, the weather is brought to you by...
Weather's this morning is brought to you by Burger King, where you can have it your way, the
weather way.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Irby.
Thank you, Brad, for calling, man. I appreciate it. Happy Valentine's to you, man.
Thank you, man.
Bye, Brad.
See you, Brad.
Brad Irby.
You know what? Valentine's Day is important, but but you know, it is only an expression of how you're supposed to feel about somebody, or how you should feel. I don't know if you should or supposed to. It's how you feel about somebody. Mm-hmm. Let me put it that way.
And, all the time.
Well,
as
yeah.
Bill does.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. I got a song I'm gonna play right now that will tell you how important love is to a man's life. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Okay.
So now, once you roll out cut four.
Got it.
For me.
Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and it's gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
All right, show some respect for
Dino.
Dino.
I'm telling you, I was telling Dumpster during that song, nobody can do that hesitation that Dino does. You know, like,
where
the music moves on past him and then he catches up.
Oh, he's
cool.
Oh, he's cool,
suave,
man. Cool.
Debonair and all that.
So, but it's true. You're nobody till somebody loves you, man.
Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the morning show with the Tarbers.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Is Pam there?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Hey, darling. You know who this is?
Ann.
Hey, sweetheart, I'm in Florida, but I wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you called.
Wow.
I can't hear what's going on. I know you guys are doing good.
We're having a ball. A little early for me, but we're having a ball.
I've been trying to get in since 6:30. I guess the lines have been busy.
No, Paul's been talking.
I can't interrupt Paul. You know how he is.
Well, no, I had to get all the stuff worked out. I had to bring in flowers.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Candles.
And, yeah.
And candy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't miss it.
He decorated the office. He decorated the studio for Valentine's.
Yeah. Oh, how sweet.
Well,
while
the show was going on, through much to Bill's chagrin, I think.
No, I'm glad. We need to do something with this place.
You guys need to be live streaming on the internet so those of us who are out of town can hear what's going on.
I know. We're working on that. So hopefully we'll be doing it soon.
Well,
y'all have
wonderful.
A wonderful day, and I won't tie up the lines. Just wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, and I'll see you guys next week.
All right. Love you, girl.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
That's your Pensacola contingent calling in.
Who is that?
That's Ann Kaysen, owners of ServiceMaster.
Okay.
She knew we were going to do this, and she told me she was going to be out of town, and she told me she was going to call, and mm-hmm. I forgot that she was planning on calling in the first hour. But
well, I'm glad she called.
You want to take this call?
Yeah, we will. Good morning. You're on the morning show with the Tarvers. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. I want to stick up for a dumpster and about the spooning thing.
Okay. I need somebody to stick up for me for something.
Oh, my God.
There's a song out there, and I'm surprised Mr. Tolliver, and I don't know the name of it. It's something about By the Light of the Silver Moon, something like Me and My Honey Will Spoon.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I would agree with that, except for the fact that that was published probably 60 years ago, and language changes over time.
Oh, I understand that. But
you were talking about the spoons and all, and you found in your research there.
And it may very well be a link between that.
But I didn't know that meaning of spoon.
Okay. Say it. You can say it, Bill.
Well, I still don't. I don't even know what they're talking about. Hey, I'm good. I just don't know what
it means.
Like
spooning means pitching woo. You know what pitching woo means?
I know what pitching woo is.
What?
Pitching woo? Right. You don't know what pitching woo
is? Well, I don't know that one either.
Well, that's spooning. That's
okay.
Romanticizing.
That's
courting. There you go. That's the word.
It's heavy courting.
Okay, I know courting.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for that.
Thanks,
caller. You know, back in the old days, they used to make a chair that was shaped in an S. It was called a love chair for unmarried couples to court in. It was a courting chair.
Right.
And it was shaped like an S, and the woman would sit on one side facing one direction, and the man would sit on the other side facing the other direction. Mm-hmm. And it allowed them to be close, but not too close for Victorian standards. Mm-hmm. There was always something between them.
Right. That's the way it should be. I need to bring that
back.
Were
you born 200 years too late, Bill?
I don't know, but maybe next hour we'll talk about arranged marriages.
I don't know. I thought the next hour we might talk about how Pam and I met.
Okay, well, that sounds good, too.
Wear our hearts on our sleeve or whatever.
And marriage and arranged marriages and internet dating and what else are we going to talk about? Oh, by the way, what song are we going out with here?
We're
going
to go out with one of Pam's favorite songs. Why don't you go out with number eight?
Number eight is done. We'll be back. You're listening to Valentine's Day Special with the Tarvers right here on the Big Ten MOX.
Lay down and thought about you. I thought about the way that it could be. 2 o'clock, wondering what I'm doing here alone without you. So I close my eyes and dream you're here to me. And I'm kissing. And one more thing before I let you go. Come true. Well, if they do.